Hello everybody, this is Jimmy Fallon, and I'm going to be interviewing a young man named Andy who was involved in a tragedy occurred with four teenagers. He's been through so much and had the bravery to come and participate in this interview. This is Andy, and he's going to be telling us his story. So Andy, let's start off how the night began.
So the night began the day of the basketball game. We had won, and we went out to celebrate and made a choice to drinking and driving. We made that choice not realizing there will be consequences. At the point, we all had so much energy that we just wanted to enjoy the night and celebrate.
Did anyone ever speak up and say, let's not drink in the car?
Well, yeah, our best friend BJ didn't drink at all during that night, but also didn't have the courage to stand up and say, let's not drink. I was driving behind the wheel and didn't have control over what I was doing.
Can you explain everything that happened with Robbie in good details?
Okay, well, Robbie was in the passenger seat, and I was also drunk. While I was driving, I lost control and hit a metal pole, the one you would usually see in the streets. The car was a disaster, but when we all got off except Robbie, and we realized his seatbelt was stuck, we didn't try to help him because the car was on fire.
Were you conscious while you saw Robbie's seatbelt stuck?
During the time, I was just shocked that I had to witness my best friend's death. I can't really say I was conscious because I knew I was so drunk.
Did you have any regrets that night? If so, what was them?
Yes, I have regrets because I wasn't able to save Robbie, and I changed everyone's lives, including mine. I know I should have been mature and do the right thing, which was not to drink and drive.
Do this tragedy affect your mentality?
It affected me in many ways, which were I couldn't sleep at night, I couldn't play basketball anymore, and couldn't continue my life how it was before. My parents took me to therapy, and I thought it would get better, but it took some time.
Okay, was there anyone specifically trying to help you out with your problem?
Yes, my girlfriend Keisha tried to take me out to get off my mind of what I was thinking. It took a while to actually figure things out and make them the way they were before. Andy, after everything, I realized that I made a mistake and that I may have hurt people, but that everything can be okay and fixed.
How do you feel now after everything has happened in the past?
I feel better because I've gone to therapy and my girlfriend and I tried I got married and have two kids to this day. We're happy and I don't think about the past that much.
Have you ever helped people with your type of problem in the past?
My job currently today is a therapist, and I help people so they won't suffer like how I did in my past. I wanted to be one so that people can have someone to talk to, because I don't want them to hurt or anything bad to themselves.
Okay, that's all. Thank you for listening to Andy's story. This is Jimmy Fallon. Hope you come back to the next podcast.